The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Our government is under pressure from investigators after new forensic evidence may identify suspects in the Guildford pub attack and other IRA bombings from 1974. The suspects would now be in their 70s and 80s, and legacy investigators want the Irish government to offer better cooperation into the investigations into those particular bombings and killings. What does the new evidence mean? Well, I'm joined now by John Ware, journalist, author and investigative reporter, to tell us more. John, good morning.
Good morning.
You might remind our listeners, many of whom were not born at the time, and many others were very young, what happened in 1974? How many bombings were there?
Oh, there were dozens of bombings, particularly between 1974 and 1976 in Britain, I should emphasise. In respect of the Guildford pub bombings, there were there were devices placed in two pubs, half an hour apart, a matter of days before the 1974 general election in October, and then the previous February, a high explosive device was placed in the luggage of a coach taking soldiers and their families and friends to Catterick Base in Yorkshire. But I should emphasize that the cooperation that is now being sought doesn't, I think, relate necessarily to British mainland bombings. We're talking there about the numerous cross-border incidents. You may recall there were a great many incidents, just a matter of yards, either side of the border. And the legacy investigators, which is a strange sort of name, really, because they are mostly ex-police officers, but they're not warranted police officers. Well, I don't think they're warranted police officers now. Maybe some of them are. I'm not entirely sure, actually. But the point is, it's not a police force. It's an investigative force. So,
I mean, the body that has ordered the new scientific testing, the Independent Commission for Reconciliation and Information Recovery, yeah. The ICRIR, based in Belfast.
That's right, exactly. What I'm saying is it's not a police force, but it is an investigative force with some statutory powers, but nothing like the range of powers that an ordinary police force has, which is one of the weaknesses of this Legacy Act, which is so unpopular north of the border and indeed south. But what I was going to say was that the cooperation that I understand is being sought, this is not a new refrain, as you'll know. The history of cooperation north and south on these matters has not always been that harmonious. One thinks of Woma, various other incidents. But in this case, relatives of the 18 British soldiers killed at Warren Point, you may remember in 1979, a matter of hours after Lord Mountbatten was blown up, they have asked the ICRIR to investigate. And in that particular incident, I know that, or I gather that the ICRI are seeking cooperation from the guards.
Now, John, the kind of information that is being sought is one thing, but it must be based on particular forensic discoveries. And people would rightly wonder, after 50 years, what kind of forensics might now emerge. So what have they discovered?
Well, they're being rather coy about the precise new information that they have, but I'm led to believe it is forensic related, and that it therefore relates to the way the bombs were made. I mean, we are talking about incidents that happened half a century ago. Yes, I mean, half a century ago. So there have been enormous advances both in forensic science, DNA and the like. My understanding is that whatever it is they've got, they're pretty confident has identified several. I think the figure is single figures, I think, but certainly more than one suspect for those British bombings. I don't think they have yet identified suspects in respect of the Warren Point attack.
Now, if, for example, and I'm only speculating here, that the forensics were pointing in a particular direction to the bomb maker of the Guildford pub bombings or the coach bombing, it's likely that the same bomb-making techniques were employed for bombs that were used in the Republic or in Northern Ireland. So the idea might be to link, by virtue of the techniques, if they've got information on one bomb maker, and if they can prove by comparison of techniques of bomb building, that is one and the same who is responsible for Warren Point, that might give the relatives some comfort.
Well, there are lots of mites there. It's a logical reasoning, but I honestly don't know whether there is a pattern link between Narrowwater and the British bombings. I would say that my own recollection is that IRA bomb-making techniques advanced at quite a pace. It may well be by the time they got to Narrowwater, things had significantly improved. So there may not be a link between the two. I honestly just don't know.
Now, the question of pursuing those who've been identified, I mean, obviously we had the Birmingham Six, we had the Guildford Four, we had Ruth, what was her name? The woman who was imprisoned and finally released after, 17 years. So you've had a number of convictions that had to be overturned. The authorities would want to get it right, wouldn't they, this time?
Goodness me, yes. Absolutely. As you rightly say, there were and I should say, by the way, several of those miscarriages, major miscarriages, related to flawed forensic science. Now, an obvious question relates to Birmingham, which was, of course, the biggest single IRA attack on Britain, 21 people killed, November 1974. It has to be said that the individuals involved in that have pretty much been identified by a combination of, largely actually by journalists. And as it happens, I myself identified one of the bomb planters in 2016. This individual was living, I don't know where he is now, but he certainly was when we identified him, for the ITV program Exposure. He was living in plain sight in Belfast and had been for many years. I don't know there's going to be a whole lot more to disclose in respect of Birmingham in terms of perpetrators, but there are many other incidents yet to resolve.
So finally then, John, the idea of identifying people and this legacy investigation, which is not quite a police investigation, what happens then? What do they do with these identities when they have them, in their own minds at least, confirmed, and these individuals are perhaps, although elderly, still alive and thriving in either Northern Ireland or the Republic or indeed elsewhere? What will they do with that information? What happens next?
Well, they do have, the ICRI does, I believe, have the power of arrest, I think. I may need to be corrected on that, but I think they do. The evidence would be presented to the prosecutorial authorities in the north, and things would proceed as they normally do. That is how I think it would work.
Well, we shall see how this proceeds after half a century, whether anything will come of it. But perhaps some of the perpetrators, if they're still alive, will not be sleeping easy in their beds at the moment. John Weir, journalist, author, investigative reporter, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.